number, 260-1158. That's 260-1158. Pat the Handyman is a veteran-owned business.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
So we're having a little bit of technical difficulties while we're figuring out exactly how we need to reprogram and get this thing started again. We wanted to remind you that on this Memorial Day that we are replaying our encore presentation of Arlington with Gary Lilly talking with Michael at the Arlington website, which is arlingtoncemetery.com. And when we get back to getting that queued up again, he's going to be talking about the process that you have to go through in order for someone to be buried at Arlington, which, of course, we know is the premier cemetery in America right now. And
so apparently it's only there are some restrictions. You just cannot just be a veteran. You have to serve in the war. What was that?
Right. There are some restrictions there. I mean, you have to be killed in combat, or you have to be a retired personnel that is, you know, taking your pension and that type of thing as we go along. So if we're looking at what's going on in Arlington, I guess, again, you know, I'm going to go back and talk a little bit about our VSOs. I bet most of us didn't know out there that we are entitled to, when we do die, that we are entitled to a marker, which is a really nice bronze marker that is provided for you. There is a certain allocation for a burial costs that are there. If you want to be buried in a national cemetery, you may be for free. And I think that that's very important. There are a number of military national cemeteries around the country. I know we've got at least two here in Michigan, over in Battle Creek and up in Holly. And I think you're all set to go now?
I think we got it. Let's
okay.
give it a crack.
Let's go back to Gary and Arlington.
I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, "Son, this is what it cost to keep us free." Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington.
And that's that beautiful song, Arlington, that can be found on the CD, Trace Adkins' Greatest Hits, number 2. Thank you, Trace Adkins. We're with Michael Patterson on Veterans Radio, coming to you on the Ave Maria Radio Network. The offices here are in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I said that incorrectly. Michael Patterson of arlingtoncemetery.com and .net. You know what? I got a little scattered there because I'm looking at my notes, and I wanted to have you take me through a funeral that takes place, and I'm looking at the names James Linton Heward, who is someone I knew from Dearborn, Michigan, back in the teenage days, prior to the service. James Linton Heward was an F-4 pilot who went down on July 12, 1972, up in the north, and then his remains were found and returned, and he was buried in 1997. Very, very emotional day, and I was thinking about that, and I was getting a little bit emotional about it again. Michael Patterson, take us through the burial at one of those at Arlington Cemetery, and I'm going to let you talk till I get my thoughts together.
That's okay, Gary. I can understand. You know, when you attend a funeral at Arlington Cemetery, it's unlike anything that you'll ever experience. There are two types of funeral services that take place there. The most common one is called Standard Military Honors, and that's available to any enlisted service member or any officer. And that consists of a six-man body bearer detail, a firing party which fires a three-rifle volley, and that's sometimes confused with a 21-gun salute, which it's not. There's a bugler to play taps, and then there's, of course, a chaplain from the deceased military service. The body bearers carry the flag-draped casket to the grave, hold the flag over the casket while the chaplain says some appropriate words, and then following the committal service, the firing party is called to attention, fires the three-rifle volley, and then the bugler plays taps, which, to my mind, is just always just awesome. It just makes the hair stand up on your back of your neck. The body bearers fold the flag, and then that's presented to the next of kin by the officer that's conducting the services. Now, on the other hand, Arlington's the only cemetery in the world that offers on a regular basis a full military honors funeral, available at the family's request to officers and warrant officers. Now, a full honors service consists of a procession to the gravesite with a horse-drawn caisson, a marching band, a marching escort of troops, a four-man color guard. The chaplain joins the procession as well in front of the caisson and behind the escort band and color guard. Once at the gravesite, the service is pretty much identical to the standard services, with the exception that the band plays while the casket is taken to the grave and the flag's being folded. It's just an absolutely breathtaking and emotional and absolutely symbolic farewell to an American fighting man. The interesting thing that happens at Arlington as well, and people of our era may remember this from John F. Kennedy's funeral, is the riderless horse. And that is for officers who are a colonel or above, where the riderless horse follows the caisson. And that's is called the Capron horse. And it's a horse with no rider, of course. And the boots are reversed in the stirrups, you know, which means that the rider will no longer ride his horse. And when you see that happen at Arlington, it absolutely takes your breath away.
That was the funeral type of funeral they had for Jim Heward.
Absolutely.
When I'm the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 310 representative at the Vietnam Veterans of America Michigan State Council, where we get the committee reports, one of them always being the POW-MIA report. And it hit me like a bolt of lightning. I was taking the notes when the man was giving his report, and he said the remains of James Linton Heward from Dearborn, Michigan, have been returned, and my head snapped back, I know, and my eyes filled with tears, and I continued to take the notes, although I had a hard time seeing the paper, and tears were dropping on the paper. And then the funeral took place at Arlington. A good friend and I drove out there, and there's first the chapel where they have the service, and Jim's sons were there. And one of them played on the little baby grand piano inside the chapel. And what I remember is he played How Great Thou Art. And it was so stirring. The way he played it, I'd never heard it like that before. And the hair stands up just thinking about it. And when they carried Jim out and put him on the caisson and with the riderless horse and then the band and the color guard, one of them carrying the MIA flag. There were a lot of Vietnam vets from Dearborn, Michigan, went out there, my friend and I amongst them. And as we walked, I don't know if it was a half mile or three quarters of a mile, winding through the cemetery, gradually the Vietnam vets stopped talking. They were in groups, fell into columns of two, fell into step, and then silently marched. And I just looked around and I said to my friend, I am so proud to be a part of this small band of brothers, this small elite group. And as we walked looking at these rows of crosses, it was very emotional. Later on, they had at the cemetery, at the gravesite itself, the Air Force flew the missing man formation. The four planes come flying over and one peels off before it hits the Arlington. And so only the three fly over in the missing man formation. Is the missing man formation something that you see very often there?
Yes, you do, because, you know, most of the Marine aviators, Naval aviators, Air Force aviators, who are combat aviators, their families request that quite frequently, and it is absolutely, Gary, a stirring, stirring thing to see. And it's played out so well, because you can imagine that it has to happen with such technical preciseness the way it happens during the course of the funeral, but it just absolutely takes your breath away.
And for the 4 million visitors that are visiting when that type of a funeral takes place, it's worth the admission. And there's no price of admission. This is a free visit, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this cemetery belongs to the American people, as does my website. I mean, this is an American tradition. This is a national cemetery. It belongs to you. It belongs to me. It belongs to all of those 4 million people who come and visit, and it belongs to the millions of people who come and visit it on the website every year.
I can't recommend your website enough. There is so much in there, historical photographs, everything from the how do I do it, who qualifies, to the stories of the people. And it's just amazing. I spent hours browsing through it, getting ready for the show. And speaking of that, this segment is almost over. You're listening to Michael Patterson, who has the most astounding website on Arlington National Cemetery. We'll give that address again coming out of this next break. In the next break, Michael, we're going to be talking about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the Old Guard. And I'd like you to give us some of the history of that wreath laying. I was honored to lay a wreath one Memorial Day. And you're listening to the Veterans Radio Network coming to you from Ave Maria Radio. We'll be right back. Gary Lilly & Associates is now Sperry Van Ness Lilly & Associates, the newest Michigan affiliate of a leader in the commercial real estate industry, Sperry Van Ness. More than 800 Sperry Van Ness advisors in 136 markets sold nearly $11 billion in commercial real estate last year. That was done by putting the client's interest first, thereby generating maximum return for every property. When we list a property, we immediately place it on 6 internet commercial listing services and email it to 40,000 prospective buyers and 60,000 commercial brokers. We offer to split the commission 50-50. That means your interests, not ours, are placed first. To learn more, call Sperry Van Ness Lilly & Associates Commercial Realtors at 800-345-6694. That's 800-345-6694. Be advised, there is a difference.
The first job you choose in life could make or break your future. Making that decision takes facts. Here's a fact. The U.S. Air Force offers valuable training, higher education, medical care, and experience. So when it's time to choose your career, check out the Air Force. For more information, call 1-800-423-USAF or log on at airforce.com. Cross into the blue with the U.S. Air Force. No one comes close.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever going to have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close, I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when
this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, "Good morning, Marine."
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Len Pitlack, CPA, is an award-winning consultant for the U.S. Small Business Development Center. Let him use his 25 years' experience to bring you, as an individual or small business owner, his professional and courteous tax and accounting services. Give Len Pitlack a call today at 734-993-1313.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill. The benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
We're thankful for those, thankful for the things we've done. We can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.
And we're back on Veterans Radio again. That's Trace Adkins' song, Arlington. It can be found on his Greatest Hits Part 2 CD. I love it. We're with Michael Patterson talking about the Arlington National Cemetery. He's got the fabulous website on it. We'll repeat it again later. Right now, I'd like to have you tell us about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the Old Guard, the Changing of the Guard. Give us a bit of a history on that, if you would, please.
I'd be glad to, Gary. Well, you know, the Tomb of the Unknowns is the second most visited place in Arlington National Cemetery. Most of the visitors who come go immediately to John F. Kennedy's gravesite, but the place to me, the center point of the cemetery, is the Tomb of the Unknowns. It was established in 1921 when a unknown from World War One was selected and interred, you know, right behind the Memorial Amphitheater at Arlington. In 1958, he was joined by unknowns from World War II in Korea. And then in 1998, there was a Vietnam unknown chosen. And I mentioned that because I know that that's near and dear to your heart. And eventually, the Vietnam unknown was identified and removed from the tomb, and that was Air Force First Lieutenant Michael Joseph Blassie. And they were able to identify him through mitochondrial DNA. And at his family's request, he was removed, and he was brought home to Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery near his home in Missouri. And he was certainly an American hero as well. But, you know, he was brought back to his home. But the Tomb of the Unknowns has been guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, by the 3rd United States Infantry, who is commonly referred to as the Old Guard. They earned that name in the Mexican War back in the 1800s by the way that they participated in that war. And they are the oldest continuous military organization in the United States Army. And they are the only a military unit that's authorized to have bayonets on their rifles at all times. But these are guys who are specially trained, obviously. They are the honor guard of the United States Army.
How are they selected?
they are selected on military bearing, on intelligence, on dedication to duty. There's height and weight restrictions. They have to have a 28-inch waist, for instance, which I haven't seen since I think I was 10 years old. But these guys are out there 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, in rain, in snow, in horrible weather, in heat.
I understand that during a storm a few years ago, a blizzard that was so bad, they were authorized to not do their guarding and turned it down, and they stayed out there anyway.
Yes, they do. If you've been there, Gary, and I know you have.
I have.
There's a little booth off to the side.
Right.
And when the snow piles up, they will retreat to that booth and stay at attention while the area that they march on is cleaned, and then they resume their march. They are the most dedicated, wonderful young men and women. There have been three tomb guards who are females that you'll ever know. And as far as the tomb itself, it's having some issues right now because of some cracks that have formed. And there are discussions underway whether the tomb should be replaced, at least the cap, the top of it that we're all familiar with,
right. Or
whether it should be repaired. And there have been issues over the years where it has been attempted to repair it.
I'm glad they're not just jumping into it and doing something that they're...
I'm glad they're not either. Congress has stuck their hand into it and said, listen, let's sit back and let's research this a little bit.
Well,
but I think there's a couple of very poignant things about the tomb, and one is the inscription which sits on the front of it, which I think is pretty familiar to all of our veterans friends out there, and it says merely, here rests an honored, glory, an American soldier known but to God, and that is the truth. I mean, this is simply an American soldier, and, you know, whether, like yourself, if you're a CB or you're a sailor or a Marine, or a Coast Guardsman, or an airman, you know, to be called an American soldier is certainly something that you can be proud of.
Oh.
And if I could, just for a second, I'd like to read to you the Sentinel's Creed, if I could.
Please do.
And it says, my dedication to this sacred duty is total and wholehearted. In the responsibility bestowed on me, never will I falter. With the dignity and perseverance, my standard will remain perfection. Through the years of diligence and praise and the discomfort of the elements, I will walk my tour in humble reverence to the best of my ability. It is he who commands the respect I protect, his bravery that made us so proud. Surrounded by well-meaning crowds by day, alone in the thoughtful peace of night, this soldier will in honored glory rest under my eternal vigilance. And let me tell you what, these guys take that so seriously.
And this is an oath they all take.
And one of the most cherished awards that as an Army soldier you can earn is the Honor Guard badge. And, you know, you have to pass some very stringent requirements to earn that. And not even all of the old guard guys who guard the tomb earn that. And
you have to be outstanding amongst the outstanding.
You absolutely have to be. And once you earn that, you can wear that on your uniform no matter where you go or whatever assignment you go to after you've served at the tomb. It's very special.
If you folks out there have not seen the changing of the guard at Arlington National Cemetery, that's something that you must do before you leave this planet Earth. The people there, you look at these young people and you say, this country is good. This country is good. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, if I could throw sort of a semi-political thing in, you know, from what Michelle Obama said, how could you look at that and not be proud to be an American?
Impossible.
Impossible indeed.
And so when it comes to laying the wreath, who is qualified to lay the wreath?